There he is.
Get him in. We're running a little behind, so we want to get Coach in here. And it's Coach Tom Thome of the Amherst Comets. We'll get our picture here from Jared. And, again, thanks to our on-site engineer extraordinaire Jared Kozar once again for joining us here tonight. And, Tom Thome, welcome to Lorain County football. Know you've been at Lakewood and elsewhere, and I want to welcome you to Lorain County and appreciate you coming here. Just your thoughts on becoming the head coach of the Comets.
First, thanks for having me out here, guys. Appreciate it. You guys here in Lorain County, I will say this, you guys love your football. You guys love covering your football. You know, these student athletes get a great opportunity to see themselves in the paper or on Facebook and all that stuff. So thanks. Really excited to be here at Amherst. It's a sports town, something I was really craving and really wanted to get back into. They love their sports here in Amherst. They're very supportive with the administration, the community, and the student athletes are just really good. They're really positive and really driven.
So when you're first year head coach with the Comets, mm-hmm. and obviously everybody knows that they've struggled the last couple of years, you just talk about what you're trying to do when you step in and to get things changed. And we all know it doesn't happen overnight.
You just focus on today. Can't change yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. We just got to get better today. And you focus on that. You focus on the positives. You don't get too high. You don't get too down. You know, my first spot, I was taking over a program that I believe won 2 games in 3 years. And I learned a lot from that. I learned that, you know, you're not going to change it overnight. And it takes time. The thing that I'm really enjoying right now is I have a great group of kids. They're, you know, I show up every day. They put in the work, and we're getting better. What does that mean? I don't know. But, you know, we're going to be a lot better than what we have been. And the kids are just hard workers.
Coach, how do you find a balance sometimes maybe between being patient with getting things turned around while also still, you know, demanding more of the kids at times? And I know you said you've been a part of a rebuild, or maybe this isn't a rebuild, quote unquote, but how do you kind of go about that and find that balance?
You know, it's funny you say that. I became a father 2 years ago. Before I was a dad, I wanted everything instant. I wanted to, you know, change everything. I wanted every drill perfect. I wanted everything right away. Then you become a dad. Then you realize everything's out of your control. And it changed me as a head coach. It made me a lot more relaxed. It made me look at things a lot differently. You know, my goal every day is to get better, obviously. And it's the kids giving full effort. It's the kids being positive. You know, there's been a lot of negativity there. And that's first and foremost what we're doing. Positive and building confidence. Making sure the kids understand that a football game is not won in one play. You know, it's a 48-minute contest, and we just continue to, you know, grind that in our boys that, you know, bad things are going to happen. Stand up, play the next play. And that's something that we're, you know, working on every single day. So, you know, I don't care what a win and loss record is. I want to make sure that my student athletes are better now than when I got them and just continue to grow and improve.
Who are some of the individuals that have stood out to you so far this summer as you've started to learn the kids and the roster a little more?
Well, the first one that stands out is Cole Norris. He started all 10 games last year as a sophomore quarterback. He's put in a tremendous amount of work this offseason. You know, we have a lot of kids that have played the last 2 years, whether they were ready or not. We've got 3 tailbacks that we're really excited about. All 5 offensive linemen have experience on Friday night. And, you know, defensively, we have a lot of kids coming back. You know, I'm not going to single out anyone outside of, you know, Cole. But, you know, they're all working hard, you know, and competition. They're not used to competition. And every day we put up a new depth chart. Every day we put up a new scouting report. And it's, you know, it's max effort every day. You know what I mean? And they're learning how to compete. They're learning that, you know, nothing's going to be just given to them. And they're, the one thing I'll tell you this right now, I was talking to Landon Fellenstein. He's a 2-year starter at corner. He's a senior. And we were texting each other. And I'm like, you've never been coached this hard before. And he said, no, coach. I'm not used to this. But then he said, I love it. These kids love that we're putting pressure on them. And the pressure is positive. It's not, you know, I don't think we're negative in any sense of, you know what I mean, in our coaching style.
What can you take from your previous experiences? You mentioned you took over a program that I think you said won 3 games in 2 years. How much do you think that will help you going into the situation that you're in with Amherst?
I'll be able to sleep easier at night. All right, I can tell you that
no,
for
not,
a fact.
Not if you're a new dad, you're not.
Yeah, I got another one. My wife's 6 months pregnant, too, so we got another one October 27th.
We know what you did in the offseason.
And COVID, too, right? No, you know, to be honest with you, it goes back to don't get too high, don't get too low. Nothing's happening, you know, monumental on this one single play or this game or this 7-on-7. It is a process, and I know every head coach is going to tell you that. It takes time, but it does. My goal, and I was talking to Mr. Molnar, our superintendent, yesterday, you know, our goal is just to make the product on the field on Friday night, everyone in Amherst to be proud, that they're proud that their boys, their student-athletes are giving their full max effort. You know, yeah, it's a gauntlet of a schedule in the Southwest. Don't get me wrong. I know that. I did it for 2 years. And guess what? I wasn't scared coming back to it. You know, 5 years ago, people told me I was crazy for taking the job I took. And, you know, this time around, the cabinet's not bare. These kids are awesome. The community's positive. So, you know, I love coming to work every day. And to me, that's what it's about. It's helping student athletes grow.
Tom Thome joins us. He's the first-year head coach with the Amherst Comets. They open up on August 18th with Copley. As I look at your schedule, 6 home games. So Casey Wolf did some good things for you. You got 6 home games.
Yeah, the Comet quarterback club's going to sell some T-shirt, right? No, obviously you love to play at home. You know, I might be old school at this. I love playing on a grass field. It's going to be exciting. That community, my first 2 years at Lakewood, we played at Amherst. I believe it was my second or first game as a head coach. And, man, it rocks there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the quarterback club, they are so involved. I haven't been to a place where they look at me and say, you tell me what you want, and now you go coach. And I'm like, but you don't want me to fill up the Waller coolers? You don't want me to do every fundraiser? So that, you know, there's so much stress taken off my shoulders. And it's fun to get back to coaching. Just my whole job is coaching, which is really fun for me.
Coach, looking at the non-conference, Rob mentioned Copley coming up on the 18th, Buckeye, and then at North Olmsted. What do you make of that non-conference? What are you hoping to see from your kids before you get that meat grinder of the SWC underway?
I just want to see us improve week in and week out. You know, I'm very familiar with Copley, coming from the Suburban League when I was at Twinsburg and Stowe. You know, I've played Buckeye being in the GLC. But Coach D, he was at Wadsworth for a long time when I was at Twinsburg and Stowe. And then North Olmsted, obviously familiar. All three programs are coached really well. And they got – each one's going to be a different challenge. You know, Copley's going to run one style. Buckeye's going to run a style in North Olmsted. So we got to be prepared defensively. Offensively, we want to obviously have success and we want to grow. And I'm excited about that challenge. And then, you know, we open up with then Midview, you know, to start off, and then Berea Bismarck. So, you know, there's no week off, you know what I mean, in this conference.
So you mentioned the Midview game. Want to let all the Comet fans know that are tuning in that we'll have that one on WEOL.com. Stream 2, Midview at Amherst as you open up the SWC. Coach, welcome to Lorain County. Thanks for taking the time. Want to wish you and the Comets the best of success this season.
Thank you guys so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys.
It's our pleasure. That's Tom Thome, the head coach of the Amherst Comets.